from there.
We will. We will go from there.
But definitely got to sell some swag.
Sell some swag.
Yeah.
Some t-shirts. Yeah. Some fucking stickers.
Yeah. You know? And the t-shirts can have, like, broken somewhere on there, and then something just, like, really obnoxious. You know what I mean? Like, our mission statement.
Fuck the Chinese.
Yeah. Fuck the Chinese. Right. Broken. Broken with Devin and Dylan. And then on the back, it just says, fuck the Chinese.
Right.
That's so us. So us.
Just something offensive.
Yeah. Just something that, you know, couldn't possibly be taken seriously. Just... so ridiculous.
Would you ever fuck an animal?
Would I?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think so. It was kind of a rhetorical question. I knew you wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know. You were talking about that chick that banged the fucking dolphin.
I know. Earlier. I don't even want to talk about that fucking story.
It made my stomach kind of like... It didn't really make my stomach, but I was like,
Yeah.
It's like I didn't want my brain to go there.
Right.
You know, I don't know who to feel bad for, the dolphin or the girl.
Oh, dolphin doesn't give a fuck. Dolphin's just filling a hole. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Dolphins are crazy.
Fucking mankind. Yeah, you sent me into a fucking area of my brain where I'm like, just send the solar flare. Just fucking send it. just light this planet up like a goddamn match head.
I just think it's so fucking twisted. It's just funny, dude. I mean, there's 7 billion people.
I know.
Some of them have to be sources of comedy.
It's not even... I guess it could be comedy. I guess everything should be comedy.
Everything should be comedy.
You know, I mean, it's much better to laugh at something than to cry about it, you know? But, fuck.
Just imagine her, like, wanting to... Like, she goes to the news, and she's talking about fucking the dolphin, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, and I really want to try anal. And I let the dolphin jizz on my face.
Fucking dolphin.
It's a fish.
Was she just holding her breath? Did she have a fucking...
I don't even know, dude.
Did she have the hardware? But obviously she couldn't be in a wetsuit.
Right.
You know, but she's got to have an air supply.
Like, if she were to cut a little hole in the fucking...
Yeah.
In the wetsuit so that the dolphin could get in and get some penetration going.
That seems... What's up, Amanda? That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Especially if you're holding your breath. Like, I don't fucking know, dude. You need to read that article. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to hold my breath for that long.
How's the weed picking going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah. Amanda wandered in.
I'm gonna go smoke with grandma and...
Okay. Don't do all of Seth's work. Make that fucker work.
I like to work.
I know, but you work too much. You're a workaholic.
I'm a workaholic. You have no idea. I just want to take a break.
Because you work how many jobs? Two? Three?
Two jobs.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit of time off, and you're at my house picking weeds.
Yeah. Psycho. Actually, I had to go to court today because of my duty.
You're crazy girl.
Yeah, I had to
you
go
should
back.
Be laying in the sun with your feet up and a frosty beverage.
Fuck yeah.
That's what you should be doing.
Bitches be calling my name out, asking, like, hey, is this your drink? And I'm like, yeah. And no, it ain't happening.
Shouldn't be picking weeds. Make Seth do that. Make Seth pick the weeds.
To be honest with you, I just, like, wanted to, like, impress grandma because this is, like, the first time meeting her, and she's totally an awesome chica.
Isn't she? Mm-hmm.
She totally is. I want to squeeze her and love her and sleep with her. Not, like, sleep with her, but, like, cuddle next to her as she sleeps.
Yeah, I didn't think you meant anything.
I want to just stuff her in my bag.
Kidnap her.
Yeah, totally.
Turn her into an advice slave.
Totally.
Anytime you need some advice, you just open the fucking cage.
Yeah, just, what do you have for me now?
you're definitely doing the right thing by doing yard work, because that's a soft spot for her.
Oh, totally.
You pick some weeds and she loves you. Totally.
I think she likes more of a personality than she does just... you know what, to be honest with you, I think it's more of, like, just you helping out, like, offering your help, especially, you know, when you don't have to, you know, you come over and you offer your help, and it's just more of an old-fashioned way, you know, and I think that's, I've always been raised to be respectful, so...
Damn, first time comes over the house, she's picking weeds.
Dun, dun,
that's
dun.
Fucking awesome. I mean, you know, I'll pick up the beer cans and I'll help you clean up a little bit, but I ain't picking your goddamn weeds.
I fucking hate yard work, too.
Yeah.
I love yard work. Oh my gosh.
I'll bring a bottle of wine.
You know what, guys?
I'll bring a bag of chips, but I ain't picking your goddamn weeds.
Hey, no, guys. I got tons of them. Let's go. No, I'll buy you a bottle.
Holy shit. Your backyard just needs to, like, just a can of gasoline and
actually, a freaking pack of matches. Yeah, no shit. Actually, it just needs a weed eater and
just way some far in the back.
Weed
just
killer.
Way in the back.
Yeah, just way in the back.
Around the house is just, nice. Yeah. But yeah.
No, even in the backyard, like, you know, they mowed the lawn, and actually, I mowed the lawn first, and then Seth and Andrew and Jared, they all took care of the lawn when I got my tooth pulled, and. You know, I haven't had to do shit to it because it hasn't actually grown. It's kind of fucking nice. It's so nice. You have no idea.
I agree with that. I think they should genetically modify grass so it just grows real slow. You know, come on, Monsanto.
Actually, I like thick growing grass. I really do. I like that thick, luscious grass.
But it should get to a certain height and just stop.
No, because my backyard, you can't walk in it with fucking flip-flops because you're going to get a pokey stuck in your foot. I don't want that.
Where's the pokey? Yeah, where's the... she's
puncher
talking about
weeds?
Those little...
Dude, the little puncher weeds.
They look like
sticker weeds. Yeah. Stickers.
They're like a medieval weapon.
They're not burrs. They're like the little thing that has like weapons on all four sides.
The prickers.
They're like the little bomb.
You gotta know what she's talking about. You've lived in this state. You've never had one stuck in you.
So the shit that just sticks to
your pants?
No. They're fucking real. They're still up that big. And they're really
hard
and sharp, and they stick in you like a freaking nail does.
Riding your bike, did you never get a puncher weed that you had to pull out?
That I always called those burrs.
No, they're called puncher weeds.
They're not burrs. You're thinking of burrs.
Burrs?
No, we're talking about the smaller, jagged, razor sharp, hard as a rock little
like
fucker.
Burrs, burrs are the things that like get stuck in
your
sock.
That's what I call stickers.
Oh, well, that's what she's
talking
about.
Yeah, they're called stickers,
but
they're actually called puncher weeds.
Oh.
Burrs are kind of like
because
Velcro.
They puncher everything that you fucking go through.
See, I just called those things annoying.
They're really fucking annoying.
The one, like the burr that you're talking about where it just gets stuck to you and it's not,
yeah,
like,
no,
it's not sharp.
Those
it doesn't
are just
draw
burrs.
Blood.
Yeah,
burrs don't draw blood.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Puncher weeds do.
These stickers do. You step on one, like if one gets tracked in your house and it's on your carpet and you step on it,
dude,
holy shit, you feel like you stepped on a nail.
Yeah, I always call those burrs.
Okay. Well, I mean, they are, technically.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, by the definition
of...
Well, they could
they're
be.
They're called puncher weeds.
Okay.
But the slang term.
No.
I'm just saying, I mean...
Stickers.
Like, a burr is... It would fall under the classification of a
burr.
It wouldn't be the actual name of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which, the actual name of it is a puncher weed.
So, where do they come from? They come from
actually,
a tree?
You want to know what they come from? You know how like so say you're like in a new area, right? And like they just come through and like start just pounding on the ground and like start building a new subdivision and all this kind of fun shit. Well, that one little puncher weed creates that many million, especially when it's dug underground. And then after that, after all the ground is pounded down and this and that, it's so hard to get rid of. It just drives me nuts. But,
So they actually grow out of the ground?
Yeah.
They're in the grass?
Yeah.
Oh,
actually,
God.
those little puncher weeds that you step on, those are the seeds.
Okay.
So every time you like, track one somewhere, that's where it grows.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, they're starting out there.
Oh,
there's
just
there.
A million of them around my house. And my dumbass ex... Oh, I've got to take my glasses. Nope, not my hat.
You got hat hair? Well, you can't take your hat off.
I totally have hat hair. I just got a shower.
Like it even looks bad.
Right? It totally does.
No. Okay, but it gives a fuck.
It looks...
No, bad. My ex, like, he totally, like... If you teal those things. They're just going to keep multiplying. And that's all he ever did was just till. And I'm like, dude, you know, you've got to till, kill, then till.
Kill, then
those
till.
Weeds.
Kill,
then
that's till. What Amanda says.
Yeah,
that's a
t-shirt. Kill, then till.
That's a broken
because
t-shirt.
Because it really is. Because, I mean, weeds are just a bitch. Weeds are a bitch. And yeah. You've got to kill those motherfuckers. Pardon the language. But I'm sorry, you
pardon
just
the
have.
Language.
I say you we just tear it all up and we pave it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I say we just let's rip it all up and we just freaking like concrete.
Just totally
concrete.
Do it.
Just turn it into concrete
or a rock garden.
Well,
enough of this shit.
Enough of this, or AstroTurf.
Dude, the moment
I love AstroTurf.
Just AstroTurf.
You
the
can
whole,
scratch your
all
feet
around the house
while walking on grass.
That's insane, man. Just input a nice.
You can
a
scratch
nice
your feet while walking on grass.
Simulated earth.
Hmm. The mm-hmm. moment, dude. The moment, there will be a time when I get a
I'm
house.
Gonna cough my ass off.
You can AstroTurf it.
Yeah, the moment I
how
get
do
that.
You?
You gotta hang on.
Oh. Back the fuck up.
We're trying to record a show, you motherfucker. Can't be asking me advice on e-cigarettes. Yeah, the moment I move into a fucking Jesus.
It tastes good.
Yeah, it makes me cough too. It's a little rough.
It is a little rough.
It's like a fucking Godzilla.
I had throw up this morning.
Godzilla
it was so
bait.
Nasty.
Oh, great. Now you got your puke all over my fucking
no,
cigarette?
I brushed my teeth, dickhead.
Okay.
God, what do you think I am? A fucking heathen?
Well, you're dating Seth, so.
Okay, and I have two jobs. And I take a shower every fucking day.
I don't even do that.
I do.
I
fuck
take a
yeah,
shower
I like
once
to be
every
clean.
3 days, I
especially,
think.
Once every especially
three?
When I put like gel in my hair. I fucking hate going like a day without showering.
I couldn't imagine going 3 days without a shower.
I fucking love it.
Fuck
that would
that
be
shit,
so
dude.
Rank.
Dude,
you have no idea.
Listen.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Smell how good I smell.
No,
Jesus, girl.
No.
Well, you're taking it too hard. You don't need to fucking.
Well, I always take it hard.
You don't attack
what
it
are you
like
talking
a cigarette.
About?
Sex jokes. She's making real sex jokes. She's been here for 5 minutes. She's already in. What about that foot-long dildo that you've been talking about that has Brad Pitt's
oh,
face on it?
Oh, you're talking about Floyd.
Was it Floyd Mayweather?
No, it's pink.
Oh.
I named it after
black.
Floyd because it's about 12 inches long and yeah.
And all Floyds.
If you can handle Floyd,
you can
handle any kind of band.
Anytime you meet a Floyd, a guy named Floyd, you know he's packing a foot long.
Oh, dude.
A $5
no, not
foot
even.
Long.
No, not even.
Then why
is it
named
pink?
After Floyd?
Pink Floyd, because it's pink and it's
all
like,
right. That's what
like
I
12
thought.
Inches long.
I was. That's why I said, is it pink? Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally pink. It's like
I was trying
bright
to make the
pink.
Pink Floyd connection.
But what about Pink Floyd
it's like
is 12 inch dick?
Pink Flamingo kind of Floyd.
But.
Shit.
But
is it light up?
What?
No.
You can get a little
unless
shine on you.
To.
Shine on you, crazy diamond.
Unless I wanted
angle.
To.
Would you ever get one that lights up like little kid shoes? You know, in the
oh,
little boy shoes when they run around and it lights their soles up?
Totally.
You
here, hit that. That won't make you
yeah,
cough.
Yeah, stop using mine. You're just coughing into the mic. Like, that's totally fine. Like,
sorry,
people
guys.
Want to listen to you coughing into the mic.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I'm just puking into the mic. Oh, fuck. But I'm still confused. What about Pink Floyd conveys...
I don't like your flavor.
You don't like vanilla?
No.
I'm being...
Okay.
I'm,
give it back.
I'm being,
no, I'm totally digging it, but...
Just give it back. It's all good. At least you don't, at least it's not making you cough.
My question's being ignored. What
well,
about
I
Pink Floyd
soon.
Has fucking anything to do with a 12-foot or a 12-inch dildo?
It's pink, and she named it Floyd.
That's it?
Yeah.
Pink Floyd.
I get
pink
that.
Floyd.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, you could have come up with a better name.
Here.
You really could have.
All-American Challenge?
It's
what?
It's pink,
yeah.
And it's a guy's name.
Actually, that's black. And
that's why I called it... That's why I said Floyd Mayweather.
The fucking place... Already came up with the fucking name All-American Challenge.
If it was black, which, you could call it Floyd Mayweather.
Right,
if
exactly.
If it was a black dildo,
yeah.
Call it black in color.
Mm-hmm. Although, I bet that
but
guy's
pink,
a little dick.
I think pink works good with Floyd. If yeah. it's a pink dildo.
No, it totally Floyd. I dig it.
I like Pink Floyd. I'm a Pink Floyd fan.
Me too.
So, I am too.
I was like raised on Pink Floyd music.
I support her name choice.
No, I do too. I understand. I just
so does everything else.
I just want something a little bit more relevant to the 12 inches. Like, I want a name that more represents the 12 inches rather than
Floyd,
the color.
Pink Floyd just keeps going on and on and on.
Okay.
They've been around forever. Like, they still play them on the radio.
Dude, I hate your fucking contraption here.
It should be a 16-inch dildo to be called. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just keep going and going.
Fuck?
I would call it Gigantosaur, or I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good name.
See, that's what I'm saying. Gigantosaur.
Anus.
Or Veiny Boy.
Anus Republicus. There we go.
Do you ever stick it in your ass?
Not that one.
Not that one. Not just the inflatable butt plug. Just the inflatable butt plug. That's the only thing that goes in Amanda's ass.
Actually, no. What the fuck is wrong with your smoker?
How many times did I ask you to hand it to me so I could do this?
I don't know. A couple.
Like 15
No,
times.
Actually, when Floyd and I do our thing, it's usually... our thing.
Is there like a love connection?
Can I have that back?
After me.
In the right way?
Yeah, after me. But I'm wondering, is there a love connection with your dildo? I just want to know.
There's
the people of America want to know if you have a love connection with
love
plastic dicks.
Hey, I have a couple love connections with both of five of my dildos.
All 50? I mean 10.
No, five. I have...
One for every occasion.
Oh, no.
During Christmas.
I have four dildos and a pair of anal beads.
Nice.
So, I have a love connection with all of them.
Yeah.
Totally.
In their own special way.
In every single special
There's
way.
There's one that you only use right after you eat Thanksgiving dinner at your parents' house.
Actually,
you stuff
no.
it in your pocket.
Nope. I don't have to stuff anything in my pocket because usually somebody's packing.
Yeah. It always would. Well,
I never go to Thanksgiving dinner unloaded.
I know. You're probably sitting
with
at the dinner table.
With a man.
No, you're sitting at the dinner table with the anal beads straight in your ass.
No, what I'm talking about is I'm never...
You're doing little Kegel exercises with your asshole while you're munching down on mashed potatoes and gravy and eating some stuffing.
Kegels with my asshole? That doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
You can constrict your sphincter muscle. What are you talking about?
Dude, that's like a constant daily basis type of thing.
Right. That's why I'm saying you can do it
have to really work on your vaginal muscles. Like,
right.
Especially after having kids.
I wasn't comparing
like, I can't
the two
jump
Kegel
on a
exercises.
Tramp, dude. I can't jump on a tramp.
And
I can't.
You figure your intestines
I can't
are going to flying out of your vag?
I can't even pee without, like, eating my pants. It's so sad. It like I can't pee without peeing my pants.
What is so you're afraid to jump on the trampoline after you have
no,
a kid?
No, I can't jump on the trampoline because I will pee my pants and ask my kids.
And just a fountain
like,
of urine.
I barely like got reconnected with Seth and him and my kids were jumping on the tramp and I'm like out there, yeah, cheering them on, yay, you know, jump kids, whatever, and dinner was cooking and Seth comes out and they're like, yeah, mom can't jump on the tramp because she'll pee her pants. And I'm like, that was my own business.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck,
dude?
Why are you blowing on my spot?
You know? Like, no, not even that. Like, just them telling my secrets. Like,
yeah, exactly.
No,
why are you blowing
after
on my
having
spot?
Kids, I can't do shit, dude. Because, yeah, my shit's kind of fucked up. I can't cough. I can't puke. I can't.
If I can pee
without peeing my pants.
If you do any of that, you pee your pants.
Yeah, it sucks. Especially after I've, like, emptied my bladder, I'll still pee my pants.
You know what lesson I've learned from this?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
This is the lesson I've learned.
Don't have kids.
They fuck your body up. I'm very happy I'm a dude.
Don't have kids. They fuck your body up.
The most annoying thing about being a dude that I've noticed so far, especially like being an adult, because when you're a kid, then, you know, it doesn't really matter. But when you're an adult male, the most annoying thing is that it just never feels like you get your asshole completely clean.
Oh.
There's nothing you can do.
Oh, dude. Unless
call the shower.
Unless
No,
unless you get that toilet paper.
Shut the fuck up. Don't blame it on the shower. I know what I'm doing with the shower.
Like, my asshole is pretty clean after a shower. I'm sorry. I know how to wash that.
No, what I'm saying is you fucking go around, you sit in the... I mean, it might
have some... My asshole feels pretty clean all the time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're a girl.
Even after I take a shit.
You have to deal with the piss shit. No, I have to deal with this annoying asshole.
Even after I take a shit. You have to deal with
sweaty
man ass. Yeah, sweaty man ass. Sweaty man ass.
Shave your ass once in a while.
I have.
Sweaty man ass.
You know what sucks? Just shit. Get all your shit and done for the day, and then take a shower.
Yeah.
And that's what coffee's good for.
No.
Coffee will cleanse you out.
You can't be a part of this conversation, Maddie. You don't understand.
Shave your asshole. Yes, I can, because I take a shit, too.
I have shaved my asshole. Do you want to know what happens when I shave my asshole? In 2 weeks, my asshole turns into a Venus flytrap.
Yeah, it turns into a fucking porcupine.
It's just little pokies.
Yeah, and then every time you move around, it's just stabbing you.
It's just sharp little hairs rubbing against each other.
I have never shaved my ass, but I've shaved my balls, and it's the same effect.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you a story.
It's the same effect. It's like it turns into this fucking cactus for like a week.
Cactus ball.
Oh my God.
And it stabs you.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of a Flowbee?
Yes. That's how I used to get my hair cut.
Really?
Like all the way up until I was like 12.
So my father-in-law, like way back when, just the beginning of 10 years ago.
So 10 years ago?
the beginning of 10 years ago. It was... Before then, when they came out with them, but I used to Flowbee my husband's hair. And, anyways, recently I just learned that my father-in-law just recently bought extra parts for his Flowbee.
For genitals?
Well, no.
I was going to say this man's a genius.
Genitalia. He actually bought extra parts because he cut his balls... Flowbeeing his genitalia.
Nice.
Oh.
And he cut his sack.
He's got some long skin sack to be using a Flowbee.
Oh, totally, dude. What the fuck? What in the world makes you use a Flowbee on your ball sack when you know damn well a pair of scissors will just work just fine, or a pair of clippers or razors?
Razor. Ball hair. Yeah, you gotta use a razor.
You gotta use a razor hands down. I mean,
I
don't want to cut myself.
And I gotta make sure it's well soaped, up. You know what I'm saying?
You know. When
the only thing
to
is that sucks though is that when you get your balls all soapy, it's hard to keep a grip on while you're. It's hard to keep that shit.
You're
stretched
kind of spreading them like bat wings.
Yeah, you gotta stretch it out.
Oh God, I don't want a picture.
But yeah, it's all soapy and slipping out of your fucking hands.
Yeah,
and then you gotta keep
it's not easy.
You're like moving the ball back up into your pelvic bone and storing it there.
Stop it
until you're finished shaving. What you've been talking about your dildo? We can't talk about shaving our balls. What is this double standard?
No, it's not a double standard. It is. You're going to make me want to puke.
Freedom of speech. I can talk about shaving my balls all I want. It's my podcast.
No, totally talk about your balls, but let me walk away first.
No,
anyways, about the Flowbee.
Listen, you've had at least lot of balls in your mouth.
No, I haven't.
Oh, come on.
No, I really haven't.
Oh, whatever. Are you afraid of balls?
I've had a lot of cooch in my mouth.
Actually, I'm not afraid of balls. It's just I have a preference of whose balls go in my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty picky, too, when it comes to cooch, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm 40 and I've had plenty of it in my mouth.
Yeah.
No.
I love eating pussy. It's like one of my favorite things.
I
like it.
Oh, it's so much fun. So much fun. I love doing that shit. Just getting down, like munching.
I like going back and forth. I like fucking for a little bit and then going down on them and then fucking them a little bit more and then going down on them. I like to keep switching it up.
I gotta go home.
Are you getting damp? What are you talking about?
I can't answer that question.
I can't answer that question.
You really should stop vaping.
Yeah, it doesn't work for you.
We should smoke a cigarette.
I have my own.
You still smoke a cigarette and never cough, but you know that's what it is. You're not used to it. It's the liquid in your lungs.
But that's the thing is, I have my own.
It hits the fucking tobacco resin and turns to like mud in your lungs. You know, because you're adding liquid. Ooh, like that was weird. What the fuck just happened?
I think somebody opened a door. Quit coughing and you're heavy-handed. You're like a gorilla.
You're like a fucking eight-man too.
You're just slamming shit. You're kicking the table. You're fucking throwing stuff. You're coughing in the mic. I feel like I'm at the zoo.
Yeah, you are at the zoo.
just walking downstairs, fucking yelling at us and shit.
You just slapped Dylan. That was great.
Dickhead.
I know.
Good thing it wasn't like a nut slap.
Well, you couldn't find
it.
Oh,
don't fucking.
I know I can't find it, Mr. Snowman.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. I'm just kidding.
You got me.
Just kidding. I wouldn't try. Kidding.
I would never call you a small man.
I wouldn't try and tap your tiny balls.
Oh, you got me so good. No. Oh my god. Oh my god. My feelings are so hurt.
Oh, so hurt. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh snap.
The girl is talking about taking 12 inches of dildo and making fun of me. Oh my god.
Hey.
It's not about the 12-inch dildo. It's about
the
anal.
You know
piece.
What? Yeah, you know what?
True. Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you.
That's what made my ears perk up. I was like, really?
Every time a man has ever given me a Pink Floyd, they've never denied some finger action in their ass. So.
Oh, God. All right. You ruined it. You ruined my fantasy.
You took the fun out of it.
And I was getting excited for a minute there. And then you're like, I'm going to put fingers in your ass.
Have you ever actually had like a finger in your ass?
Yes.
Just like the tip.
I hated it.
Just the tip.
Yeah,
no, it's not like in your ass. It's just like the tip.
No, and in fact, I told that story on the podcast.
I did too.
One of these podcasts.
I did too.
On how like I kept trying to put my finger in my girl's ass. And then finally she was like, look, I'll make a deal with you. You can do it to me if I can do it to you. And I was like, oh, no, that's okay. And as I was telling her, no, that's okay, I'll never do it to her again. She just freaking slammed one up in there.
No,
and I was yeah, I'll never
that's
do that to you
thing,
again.
It's like,
never,
it's just like
ever,
this.
Ever do that to you again, honey. I am so sorry. And then I like went and made her food.
It's just like this.
Because I felt
it's
so
like,
bad.
It's made just like tea. This. Like, you don't stick any kind of finger in your ass. It's just a little bit of pressure on your sphincter. And it's nothing in your ass. I'm not, trust me, I'm not down to like, it's just a little bit of pressure on the sphincter to make a man feel good. Because guess what? It actually
talking to the mic one more.
Yeah, that's okay.
It actually makes a man feel
like
10 times better.
No,
trust me.
Don't think so.
I think every man's different. For some, it might work.
I think every man's different.
Yeah, exactly.
And trust me, that'll be the last time we sleep together if you fucking pull that shit. Especially after we talked about it.
We haven't slept together.
I'm just saying.
He's speaking in general.
Yeah, if that happened. Especially after you tried to convince me of it, and I said, no, don't do that. If you went ahead and did that, that'd be it.
You want your...
I'd feel really... I'd feel
dirty?
Raped. I'd feel
dirty?
Yeah.
You'd feel dirty.
Right.
Like, feel raped.
Okay, you gotta go now.
One of the things about
my power just went out.
Once I exposed the asshole, I mean, I didn't give myself an enema. So you're gonna be dealing with shit. You're gonna be dealing with, I mean, literally. You're gonna be dealing with some annoying, like, thing. Why do you keep doing this to yourself?
No, because I'm laughing at you.
Man, that's how you laugh?
No means no.
No means no. No, the answer to your question was...
There was no question in there.
God, no,
there actually
wasn't
was
really
none.
Like a question. Damn it.
Where are we at in time?
My legs are so hairy.
We're at half hour.
Feel those.
See, you're kicking the table.
Feel it.
You're kicking the table. You're like a
feel
fucking orangutan.
Security.
All right, cactus. Whatever.
Yeah, they're hairy. Feel them.
Good for you.
Get a cotton ball and I'll just drag it like they do in the commercial.
You want to?
I'll just drag it across their leg and it'll be all...
See, it's super hairy.
Like they do in the
like
commercial.
Leave all fuzzy cotton fuzzies.
Yeah, it's like my balls 2 days after I shave them.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Exactly.
Hey, I know that feeling too.
And then in another 2 days it gets real painful and itchy and... cactus-like.
How annoying
and
is
then
it?
And then you're like, I'm sorry, I'm itching myself.
Well, no,
in public.
It's either like, don't do it or keep doing it. You can't, there's no in between.
Well, you know when you first shave your whole area, your whole genitalia area, and then for like that first couple of days, you can't stop touching it. Like you're always touching your pelvic bone.
Do you know
like,
what you need
this
to do?
Is so fucking smooth.
Oh, I never shave off the top. I just trim that down. You don't want to be bald above your dick.
I've done it a couple of times.
Actually,
I actually enjoy it.
It's really good.
I just get it down really short.
What you need to do is...
It's not bald.
If you actually go bald, is like, as you're growing it out, take a pair of tweezers and like the red spots that you get, pull those ingrown hairs out, and then shave upwards, which you should be doing anyways, going against the grain of the hair.
No, I go straight with the grain.
No.
I like to shave the hairs in half first.
Go against the grain. first.
I'm kidding.
I like when to still look like a man down there. I want to keep hair, but I don't want to...
You're still looking like a man as long as you got a big penis.
I just... But yeah, but you know what I mean? Bald, completely fucking bald.
Oh, it's
I've done
right.
it a couple of times.
It's not right. Not very often. I'll tell you. No.
She'll tell us. Here we go. We're about to learn something.
I'm sorry, but two bald beavers... I'm going to call beavers.
Well, no. Pussy is great bald. Pussy should be bald.
Shut up. Listen to
but
me.
But not a man. I gotta keep a little bit of my fucking manhood.
Men are hairy. I can't talk about him.
You can't be perfectly bald. Because
he told me not
there.
To, but...
You might as well be a goddamn unit.
When you keep it trimmed... when you keep it trimmed and a woman keeps it shaved, the... Just, like, when a woman gets a boner... trust me, women get boners...
Yeah, little clip boners.
Yeah,
just little clip.
We have boners too.
Yeah, little clip boners.
Yeah, and when we're on top and we just get to going,
they get all swollen red.
Yeah, when we just get to going, and you know what?
Dude, this episode got squirt. So fucking hijacked.
I know.
We had articles we were going to talk about.
Amanda just comes down and all we can talk about is dicks and clits.
And you're like, and you were like, right before we started, you were like, I don't want to talk about sex this episode. All we ever talk about is sex. We're not going to talk about sex, Devin. And then fucking.
Why are we talking about sex, Devin?
And then Amanda.
I mean, Dylan.
And then Amanda Sorry, comes Dylan. Down.
I mean, Devin.
Starts making me rub her hairy legs. Like, what the fuck? Talking about her goddamn dildo collection.
Her anal beads.
God damn it, girl.
And how she's giving herself anal orgasms.
And they say,
it's not me giving myself anal orgasms.
It's the microphone.
It sucks the shit out of you. Actually, I just came down to talk to you two. The microphone happens to be there.
Oh, no. You can't lie to us. We do this for a living.
Yeah, we know what
we're doing. Know the effect the microphone has on us. Yeah. I say shit on this podcast.
I'm about
never
to walk
say to
away.
People.
God, I actually like your... Fumage.
Is it growing on you?
No, not so much. It smells like flour.
Why do you keep fucking backing off?
No, I want
like
yours.
It. I hate it, though.
I want yours.
No, you can't
Please
have mine.
Please,
no.
Give me yours.
No, I'm sorry. It's closed.
Here I am on air fucking begging for your shit.
And she snatches mine clean out of my fucking hand. After she tells me she doesn't like it, it smells like flour.
Yeah, I don't like it. Oh my god, it smells like azaleas. You can take it back.
And then she, she snatches
but
it back.
But give it back to me, though, and I'm not even going to ask because I'm a girl.
My God. I can't do yours. Yours is just so strong.
God damn it.
Right,
for
guys.
The love of God, quit coughing in the mic before
I don't
choke
mean
you.
To.
It's so easy to aim your head.
I know.
It's so fucking easy.
You know what?
It's because you're not
Suck
wearing
it
headphones.
Easy.
It's because you're not wearing
Suck
headphones.
It easy.
If you're wearing headphones, you'd understand how it just sounds like somebody is shitting in my ear.
You want me to shit in your
gonna,
ear?
We're going to be back in a half a second. We're going to regroup. I'm going to go have a cigarette.
Yeah.
Just hit it. We'll be back in 2 seconds.
All right.
Fandangle anything? No.
You can probably sit closer.
Yeah. Pull your chair up.
Hold up. Lean forward.
There you go. What the fuck was that?
Somebody opening and closing the door.
God damn.
Amanda.
I haven't had that pop happen in a while.
Amanda. She's like...
Yeah. Well, you close, you open doors. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Gunshot. All right. So we're back, and now we got Seth.
That fucking
now
first
we got Amanda's
hour was
boyfriend.
So crazy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So do you have anal beads?
No, I do not have anal beads.
Does she touch your asshole at all during sex?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
This is already getting awkward. Like, what the fuck? I was around for 2 seconds.
Well,
you guys are already fucking hammering me.
Listen, Amanda raised so many questions.
Yeah, I can already tell. I can see.
So what's the stuff about pink elephants that you got?
What the
I'm just kidding. I just made that up.
I don't know nothing about pink elephant. I mean, you're kicking my ass already, though. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm
I don't
just
know what to say.
So what's up? What do you want to talk about?
What's new and exciting? How was the weed picking? That's how we started with Amanda, and it just flew. It just took off way into left field. I was like, so how's the weed picking going?
So you want me to go in the right field or
and
something?
And then all of a sudden we were talking about anal beads. Yeah.
Right.
So let's start with the weeds. How was the weed picking? Yeah, I saw you out there with the pruners. You
were I remember talking to Grandma yesterday and wanted her to meet Amanda, and she wanted to meet Amanda. She was talking about my ex and said she was good, and I said, well, you know, the new girl I have is actually really well herself, you know?
Mm.
So I brought her up and just hung out, and I kind of enjoy spending time with grandma and just end up pulling weeds, talking, hanging out. I thought it was kind of fun.
So cool. You're just pulling weeds to get a little bit extra coin?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're just doing it just for the fun of it?
Yeah, having fun.
Just doing it for the fun because grandma's fun to hang out with.
And yeah, straight up.
Yeah, Amanda was saying that she wished that she could kidnap grandma and sleep in the same bed with her and shit. Not like fuck her, but...
Yeah, she wasn't talking sexual, but she just wants to, like...
I was about to say, like, hold on. No, Amanda's not...
Yeah, she was like...
No dyke action. But, yeah, she just, like, loves her to death. She wants to, like, you know, curl up next to her and just, you know...
And learn.
And put her in her bag,
Amanda's awesome.
What she said.
Man, I meant to say Jerry is an awesome person. She's fun to just hang out with and just learn from her, because I enjoy listening to her, because she's a very... knowledgeable person. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. She's very smart. You know what I mean? She didn't make it where she is today if she wasn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just cool to hang out with grandma. You know? Just came up here to say, hey, I called her before I came and said, hey, what's up? And we ended up here.
So you got into a fucking huge injury.
Huge injury? It wasn't huge. My knees actually feels okay because I've had a few shots of vodka and now a shot of tequila. So, feel a little better.
What'd you do? How'd you fuck yourself up?
I was kind of camp fail. I went out with a few friends and didn't look at my bike gas like I thought I should have. I didn't think we were going to go that far, but I needed to
didn't
think.
Didn't look at your what?
My bike gas, the gas in my dirt bike.
Oh, the
bike.
Gas in your bike, okay.
Like
your dirt bike.
I kind of flipped that.
What dirt bike do you have?
2000 CR250.
Okay, cool.
But everybody rides four strokes that I'm with, and just like Eric was saying the other day when we were all hanging out, you know what I mean, you need to pay attention to your gas levels, and I didn't do that because I remember sloshing it a tiny bit, and then all of a sudden it turned into a bigger trip than we thought it was going to be.
And you got a two-stroke.
Yeah, two-stroke.
And they all got four strokes.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have, like, way better gas mileage than you got.
They got, like, double what I have, so I always got to prepare more than everybody else. I've been really bad at lately.
So did you run out of gas?
And hands then down, yeah.
And you just ran out of gas
while you were riding around?
Yeah, if you guys, I don't know if people out there in Radio Land know where Dell and Lakeside is, but they're probably a good 15, 20 miles away. You know what I mean?
Distance. I mean, really the only thing you need to know about it is just it's a wide open area. It's just a wide open area that people go and ride around in.
And we definitely didn't take the freeway way, which you guys take, and you know we all take it eventually. You know, but we just went out road and got some beautiful pictures of it actually. And I went out there, and as soon as we were there, and I just got caught up in the moment, and ended up riding back. And as soon as we were riding back, like I knew I was going to run out of gas, but I ran out of gas not even a quarter mile into it, not even a quarter mile
coming back.
Coming back, because I remember we were all sitting there, because you know you all go out and you enjoy that moment and you're just like, yeah, cool, you're talking and looking at a couple hits, making some jumps, and you know we did that for a second, and then I looked at my gas, I was like, I just shook my head and cut the throat type of look, you know, and just told everybody it's time to go. And it kind of made me feel really bad, you know what I mean, because everyone went out for the first huge desert trip, and pretty much I was looking in my bag, because I always carry like a bunch of random shit in my bag, you know, like wrenches and spark plugs and fucking all sorts of crazy shit, and I happened to have a leash for my brother's dog Chewy, and I was like, alright, we tried to tow it to Thomas because Zach likes to be a wild stallion and go ride.
What the fuck was that?
He's fucking pissed off about some shit.
Oh
yeah, it sounds like it. And I just tied Chewy's leash to my buddy Thomas's subframe, and it eventually got to the point when you're freaking holding on for 15 to 20 miles, it's like, God, your hand starts to hurt, you know what I mean?
So your bike was off at this point, you just had it in neutral and they were literally just dragging you,
literally towing me. It was pain in
by
the ass.
By a dog leash.
By a miniature dog leash, like this dog weighs not even 9 pounds.
Yeah,
because
Chewy's a small
dog, dude.
Chewy's like, you know, he's like a little bit bigger than a Pomeranian, so that's a small leash.
Yeah, and he's a little guy, and we towed for probably 5 miles on that, and then it started fucking threading. We actually ended up with it kind of half chewed because Chewy was a little monster. You remember him when he was a little monster? He'd chew on his leash and want to go free and stuff.
Yeah.
So we started with that, and then it got to the point to where I had three fingers in between the hold of the leash, and it just started hurting so bad. I'd switch from hand to hand, and Thomas is kind of a beginner rider. He couldn't hold on to my weight when I would, like, kind of bounce off and pull on him. So I just, you know, it turned into shoey, like, you know how you would hold a girl when you're walking in. Yeah, when
for
you would
the people out there.
Yeah, sorry about not being
shoey. I mean, shoey just, you know, yeah, sounds like a shoe brand.
Yeah, but you know how you hold on to a girl as you're walking her into the dance.
Right.
Like, we were that drained and ready to just go. Shoey just comes up. He's like, grab my arm. So we were holding arm in arm, elbow in elbow. I mean, and just dragging each other. And I would pull, and he would, like, drag me up and let me get a little bit of speed, and he would just let me rest for a second, and he'd come up on my right side, and we would just switch sides, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came to my left side, and I just was so tired, and I was, like, so close to camp. We were almost at the
Dale
gas
station.
How long
were you into it at this point? Like, how long have you been doing this?
We had been doing this, I don't know, I don't keep track of time, but...
That's a fucking trip, though.
Yeah, we had been riding for miles upon miles upon miles. Mm. Like, it felt like...
At about what speed?
Once we got to where I got in an accident, I'm guessing about 35 to 40 miles an hour. It wasn't like we were going 90, and we weren't hauling ass, but on the flat track, hard, you know what I mean? When you're holding one hand on here and one arm, you know what I mean? It's not easy to do that.
Right.
But I just remember fucking telling him, you gotta let go, because I was just dead tired and I wanted to let go of him. And something happened with my elbow and my handlebars on my left side and grabbed his jersey and drugged me to the ground. And I remember just holding on to him and going straight to the ground.
Just straight to the pavement?
Straight to the pavement. And then, God forbid, if I wasn't wearing my gear, I'd been done. All my gear's ruined. My pants are ruined. I ruined his jersey. I ruined my jersey. I ruined everything that I wear. My boots, they're wearable, but they're disgusting looking from road rash. And
holy shit, so did you get dragged a little bit?
No, I just slid.
You just slid.
That's the worst I got right there. And it's, like, pussy. It was swollen as hell until me and Amanda just dug into it and just... That was actually more painful than the accident. Because I had adrenaline going, you know what I mean? Yeah, cleaning is...
Cleaning is brutal.
Yeah,
I'm cleaning out my fucking ball, dude!
But it was a good experience, a good learning experience, I think, on my point of view. You know, because I can't ever be camp fail again. I felt so bad for the people I went riding with, you know, because I didn't fucking fill my damn gas tank up. I swear if I would have just topped it off because I was a little under 3/4, would have been all right.
That's fucking crazy.
You can buy bigger tanks too, man.
Yeah, right? Desert tanks, but they affect your performance on riding, you know, and I like to... You know, I like to perform and ride. You know, I like to ride hard. And when you've got some big old fucking bulky gallon of tank, you're just like, you know, it drags you to the left, drags you to the right when you're doing whatever you're doing. You know,
right.
So
I'd
prefer to just
give and take.
Yeah. I just seem to perform better. I've just been kind of in a slum lately. So
you
just wasn't paying attention to it.
Think
about other shit.
What if we invented a backpack gas can? So you could have your normal size tank for people that like two strokes, and it's like a backpack, but it's a gas can.
I don't think it would sell because it's a very dangerous item. Unless it was, I don't know. If someone had that, I wouldn't. I don't know. I'd look into it, but depending on the depends on the things like. How you come out with breathers and, you know, the way things happened. I don't know. I really...
I see a thin backpack. You know, it's
almost
not,
like
it's
a camel bag.
Yeah, like a camel bag. Thin, hard plastic, very durable, wrapped in some kind of freaking fabric, woven into a freaking backpack, fits you like a goddamn glove, like a piece of fucking military armor.
It's kind of easier to just, you know, because you drink Gatorade when you're going out camping anyway. It's kind of easier to just throw two bottles of two-stroke in a Gatorade bottle and throw them in your bag.
Okay.
You know, is
I'm just saying, man.
I just
if it was
didn't
like
do that.
For
I was
it,
camp fail.
And you had an extra tank on your back? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it'd be bad as fuck, but I don't ride. So.
Yeah, I don't ride either. I don't fucking know anything.
There's kind
about
of a
this.
Cool picture if you guys want to see before the accident. Whoever...
Seth just peeing off some
steamroller, dude. Some a roller that's like 1974. It's actually pretty cool if you guys go out.
He's like, here's a picture of me taking a piss. Isn't that badass? Check out that shit. Look at that shit I'm peeing on. Would you look at that fucking thing? That thing's badass.
Look at my aim. My aim is incredible.
No, this is actually right where we were, I guess. I just want to show you guys a picture because it's beautiful out there. You know what I mean? We just started traveling on the beauty of the terrain and just like, you know, and I should. I know better. I know better than to do that, and I just failed, so.
I failed.
You paid the price.
I done fucked up.
Yeah, I fucked up price. Pretty bad. But it's all right. Good trip, though. I had so much fun, though, from what it was.
It's been a while. It's been a while since you've been riding, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been, I think I went riding twice last season, and
then we just came out of winter.
Time this season.
Yeah.
You know, so
you were fucking due, man. You were in your zen.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And that's what makes, you know, talking about that, if you just want to go off on a topic, I mean, it's up to you, but talking about riding with somebody who is fun to ride with, your cousin Brad Brisk, Dylan, is my favorite person to ride with because he doesn't have that ego. He doesn't have that kickoff, you know what I mean? And when you ride with Shuey, he just fucking leads you on. And as soon as we got out to the salt flats and took off past the track, I just was like stopped. You know what I mean? I just stopped and just was like, I turned around. I was like, I kind of felt bad. I was like, I'm sorry. I made you guys think the fact that I got in an accident and I fucked your ride up. But I knew Shuey wouldn't think that. He would take off and go ride because that's just the way Shuey is, you know? And it just felt so wonderful to just go back to the campsite and fall asleep in the bed of the truck. I fell asleep and I got sunburnt like a son of a bitch. And it just felt so amazing to just go back out into Utah's salt flats. It just felt so amazing to just go out there and soak up the sun.
That's good energy out there, man. I love the desert.
Yeah,
I love it. I mean, a lot of people are like, it's kind of lame, you know, like to go camping and shit, but I like it. There's like an energy. I don't know if it's just like all the sun that gets absorbed into the sand, all that fucking the sun solar energy that is just all around you. I don't know what it is. I always feel like fucking $1 million.
Dude, I agree with you, and that's why it's so much funner to go riding with Dylan's cousin, Brad. You know, my best friend is freaking Brad, hands down. You know, I love Bradley Brisk more than anything in the world. The kid is, you know, it's just awesome to ride with. So much fun.
Yeah, Brad's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice guy. But he fucking, dude, his sense of humor fucking gets me every time.
Dude, his sense of humor is so funny.
Yeah, like he's never serious, but he'll come off as serious.
Oh, he comes off. Yeah, I've seen him get a few people pissed because they think he's serious.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's just really dry.
Really dry
comic guy.
I think he's awesome. I love him because...
Yeah, he is.
You know, when you get to that point, I'm going to go back to riding, you know what I mean? I have to because it's the only way I know how to explain Bradley.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I don't want to compare anybody, but if you go riding with anybody else, like, they're going to use their ego and go ride and make you look stupid, make you look dumb. There's been so many times I've been riding with a few friends that embarrass them in front of their girlfriends that just make them look stupid, you know what I mean? And everybody wants to be good at riding, you know what I mean? Like, when you go out and ride, you know, everybody wants to kind of, you know, they want to ride good.
I like to be bad at riding. It's my favorite thing. I like crashing.
You like crashing? Yeah, I'm like pretty good at it. Bike. You should come ride with me. I'll learn you a lot about crashing.
I like getting on the bike, and I like starting it up, and I like going 8 feet and then tipping the bike over and saying, I don't know how to do this, but you pick my bike up for me and start it again. That's my favorite thing. That's dude, what I love about God, riding.
This whole next season, if you do that with my bike, I'm going to get you back on it. I'm going to kick you over. Watch you start it yourself, I promise.
Out the middle man.
Yeah. I promise.
It's the part where I look like a piece of shit and asking other people to get the bike for me. That's my favorite part.
But
I love it.
You're fucking me up here, man.
You're fucking up your flow.
Well, no, I just like the fact of people that enjoy riding.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean?
They
want to
know how
joking.
To ride. I know you.
Yeah.
You need a four wheeler.
I'm just saying.
I can roll those.
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah, you can
roll a four wheeler.
Easily.
Pretty good at that.
I'm good at it. Yeah, I've rolled many.
Hey, if you ain't wrecking, you ain't getting better, dude. In my opinion.
Yeah.
You're just not getting better.
If you're not wrecking. Then
I never rolled a four-wheeler, but I've rolled a snowmobile.
That's a little bit heavier than rolling a four-wheeler, if you ask me.
Well, I tried to lock it up sideways, and the guy hit the track. Picked.
And you fucking started grabbing.
Yeah, I tried to fucking lock it up sideways as I came pulling in, you know, to braking. And he just had way too many picks in the track, and it just bit and just sent me flying 10 feet through the air.
Hell of an edge.
And then I hit the ground. I did this little roll and kind of bounced up on my feet. And then here comes the snowmobile. Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. And it landed, like, right in front of me. If it would have flipped one more time, it would have crushed my ass.
Do you think
I got so lucky.
Do you think that you flooded the engine?
Oh, dude, I fucking broke his hood.
Dylan, I fucked it all up.
Dude, I cost him like a $5,000 new fucking hood.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Hey, I told him, I said, you sure you want me to ride your new sled? It was this brand new fucking sled. He had just got it. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, man. I really don't want to ride your new sled. He was like, oh, come on. Come on, take it for a ride. I was like, no, I really don't want to. He was like, no, 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 you're going to do it. And I said, okay.
All right, man.
Fucking totaled it. Fucking asshole.
Dude, me and motorsports do not get along. We just don't. Fucking, I've tried to ride dirt bikes.
I disagree.
No, it's true, though. Like, it's bad. I actually am not good at any of those. I started skateboarding when I was, like, 8. And by the time I was 12, I could barely ollie. Like, I don't do that stuff.
Hey, you know that I can't ollie. I can't ride a skateboard.
Dude, I give you 20 minutes, you get it figured out quicker than me. Guarantee it. Unless you were drinking, then you'd probably just be falling.
Then I'd just fucking end up in the hospital.
Yeah, you just eat shit.
Ruining everybody's night, and we'd all end up going to the hospital. And fucking shit.
But yeah, dude, I can't do any of it. Like, I rode four-wheelers for a long time. I grew up around them with Brad and, you know, all my cousins. Yeah, all my cousins are crazy riders. And I just didn't get that gene or something, dude. I don't know what it is. I just didn't get it.
Like, I think it's just the kick that, like, when you're dedicated and you really enjoy something, like, you enjoy this podcast. You enjoy this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you've made it something.
Hmm.
You know, and I think that's awesome. And I think that goes with the same thing.
You
dig into what you enjoy.
I like to ride around. Like, I love driving my car, and I actually did like riding around on four wheelers and stuff.
Hey, by the way, I have to interrupt you. I enjoyed driving your car on my birthday. That was really fucking fun. We were all fucked up. Yeah,
that was crazy.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, you were like trying to fuck that girl, and then I ended up getting really drunk, and then I, like, all of a sudden she was like kind of mine for some reason, and then she ended up fucking another guy.
My girl.
Sorry, Seth.
No, well, she's a fucking slut bag, dude. I brought a slut to the party, and she got fucked that night. She probably got fucked the day of, and she probably got fucked the night after.
It was pretty crazy. That was, dude, your birthday party was one of the craziest things I've ever done. That was your birthday party actually was what scared me out of drinking. Like, because
of Brad and Andrew's experience, or what?
No, because what happened to me.
I wish I could have been there when I saw it happen. Dude, I have pictures of you, dude.
I know, I do too. It's amazing. But, like, that whole fucking weekend was crazy. We were drinking so fucking much that I ended up kind of accidentally stealing your girl on accident.
Completely. You didn't steal my girl. She was there for the taking. She didn't have a title.
Yeah, I know, but you invited her. And
it don't matter.
And to I me, mean, it was, doesn't. All I'm saying is I'm not a dirtbag. It was on accident. And so then I ended up getting so shit faced that I passed out standing up, and then I just fell straight into the dirt and fucking shredded my face.
He did, yeah. He had black eyes for fucking days.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
It was fucking brutal.
Yeah,
and all these people were coming up, they're like, let's pee on him.
Dude, if I would have heard somebody say that, they were all saying that. They were like,
I wasn't conscious. I got all of this secondhand. I knocked myself out doing that.
Ooh, I would have been pissed. Yeah, I would have been pissed.
Just a bunch of people.
Fuck off.
You know,
I know every single person there, and I swear to God, if I would have heard one single person say that, they would have
laid out. Let's leave him in the road. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then that girl fucking, she like threw her body over my body because she was all shit faced too. And she was like,
you talking Macy?
Yeah. Leave him alone. No. And then so then, like,
dude, why didn't you tell me it went down like that?
Because I got it all secondhand like 2 days later. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wish you would have told me that night day.
Right. I woke up the next morning in the tent with pain all over my face, and then I pulled out my phone and took a picture of it.
Pictures of your pain.
who the fuck? My whole face was a scab. My whole left side of my face was a scab.
He looked like he got hit with a fucking treadmill. Like,
yeah.
His fucking face held onto it for a while.
Oh, dude.
I have to admit, God. Yeah. And so he had the gnarliest black eye I've ever fucking seen.
I woke up and my face was stuck to my pillow from the blood. And like I peeled it off, and I was like, "That's weird," because I don't remember. I didn't remember it at all. I didn't remember it at all.
Why didn't you tell me 2 days after my party who said and did?
Well, I didn't know who said it because a lot of people bailed that night.
Do you realize I'm going to raise some hell over this?
Of course you would have. Yeah, I know.
No, I'm going to now.
Well, now, but the thing is, I don't know who did it. I don't know who was saying it. I don't know what they were on. You know, I don't know.
Everybody's probably on something.
They were never going to do it. Nobody was going to pull their fucking cock out or pull out their vagina and start pissing on my head while I'm laying in the dirt road up in Park City. Nobody's gonna fucking do that. They're all just drunk dicks. Okay. That's what they are. Right. That's what they're gonna act like.
I'm still gonna raise hell.
Alright. I understand. I mean, I would do the same thing for you, but to me, it's not that big.
How long ago
deal.
Was this?
Last year.
This was literally a month from now.
Yeah.
Was that picture I saw that you posted on Facebook where you're all beat the fuck up?
Yeah, it was that night. It was me, yeah. And he apparently slid, because I saw him the next morning. I was like, what in the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
I was like tripping, because it was me, you. Was it Macy passed out in the back seat? Who was it? It was me, you, and somebody else was with us in. No, it was Aaron. Aaron and Aaron's dog.
Yeah,
that was the picture of me, you, and Aaron took the picture.
But that wasn't passed out. That was when we were driving, sir.
I know that. I'm just saying the picture. I'm trying to like gather the whole weekend, you know.
Well,
the night before that you never told me that, and that kind of bugged me a little bit. Just so you know.
Well, I can handle myself. I'm good. But like,
well, not when you're at my birthday party.
I understand.
And just so you know, if you're out there and you know who the fuck you are, I wish you a lot of luck. I really do.
But yeah, so I woke up the next day, and then, I mean, we literally all woke up at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had brought up two, they were bigger than fifths, but they weren't gallons, of Sailor. And then we just kept drinking Sailor at like at 10 o'clock in the morning. We drank all fucking day.
Yeah, we just kept on rocking.
And that's when we brought the car up the mountain.
Up at Brighton Estates.
Yeah, we were just driving my fucking little two-wheel
Toyota Corolla.
Front-wheel drive Corolla.
And we just went as far as we possibly could. Oh, and then we couldn't make it anymore, so we went back down and we're like, Brad, you want to go drive? Because we had this mission, or I had this mission, and I knew Brad would be down because... You know, I wanted to get Brad out because he had, you know, the whole Andrew and Brad thing went down. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, come on, let's go. So it wasn't so much me just being a fuckhead, but I just, like, went to go drag Brad out a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was great. I think the truck up there weekend, yeah, remember?
That weekend was awesome, but that was, bringing it back to why I originally brought up this whole story, that was the weekend that really scared me out of boozing like that, because I ended up getting really sick. Really sick. I don't know how I did it. I ended up puking. God, I don't even know how many times. It was countless times. And I melted the bottom of my esophagus. Like, I melted it.
Remember you puking a lot. Did you puke more when you went home? And after the weekend was over and done? And
no, I didn't puke. I didn't puke as much then, but that's because when I got back from that trip, I came to my grandma's house, and I said, I need something, because I feel like my insides are on fire, and like there's nothing I can do about it. I've tried drinking water, I've tried drinking milk, I've tried taking, you know, Tums and fucking whatever. And she was like, oh, none of that shit's gonna work. And then she gave me some yogurt and these things that are like little licorice tablets. And I started munching on those, and I just finished off the bottle. She gave me the whole bottle, and God bless her soul for doing that, because it saved me. Like, it saved my fucking life. It was so bad that I couldn't sleep. Like, I was laying in bed and nothing would soothe it. Nothing. Except for those little fucking licorice tablets that would soothe my charred, melted esophagus from pouring booze down it.
You have an awesome grandma. I don't think you had a tolerance for what you were in for.
No.
To be honest.
Well, I'm a small dude.
I think you're actually probably weigh a little bit more than me. I'm just taller and skinnier. I'm probably
weigh more than you know. Well, I'm kind of fat, but...
You're not fat. You're going to punch you in the fucking fast.
But I'm a short guy. Like, I'm a short little dude. And, like, what am I? 5'9", I think, around there. 5'8", 5'9". And so, like, and that's another thing that you fuckers got to realize. When I'm drinking with you guys, I can handle way less than you guys. I just act like I can handle more.
But you actually drink more than I do.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I would
think
I
drink more than all of
right.
them.
And yeah, I have less control.
Well,
no, you can drink more than anybody I know.
You just gotta pace yourself, man.
I don't like to hear that.
Glass of water.
That's true. It is true. Though.
Yeah, the thing is like when you get to that stage when you're drinking, all of a sudden nothing means anything.
Right.
Like,
what's up, Karen?
You have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea, like, there's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as anything. When you get to, you know, when you get 8 shots in, all of a sudden, you forget about water. You forget about anything.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Forget. You really do. As soon as you get to that point, you're just like, just like, who cares about anything, and free for all, you know?
Yeah.
Highly agreed. But hey, I'm gonna take a break.
Well, we're probably at an hour now.
Yeah, we are, actually.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
So we're wrapping it up.
It was great talking to all you guys.
Yeah, man.
Always. Yeah, it was awesome. I love you guys having me on. It's enjoyable to talk to you guys and actually let some things loose, you know?
Exactly. Tell a story or two.
Yeah, it's cool to tell a story. Hope I don't ruin the podcast.
No,
I'm going off on my own fucking world.
No, it's cool, man. It takes the heat off of me. I get to take a day off.
Yeah.
You know, I can just kick back and listen.
Because Devin's usually the talker.
Yeah, normally I'm on the clock, and today I got to relax. It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Just sit and listen.
With Amanda fucking spewing about anal beads and...
Oh, my God.
No,
God.
Means
what,
no.
What did she say? Dude, you guys got it.
We'll let you know when it's uploaded. Yeah, you can listen to it for yourself.
She just... I'm just going to apologize.
He's like, I'm just going to apologize for my old lady.
Just in advance.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, thank you guys for having me once again. I appreciate it.
Hey, do you want me to say it, Devin?
What?
You know.
No, I don't.
The B word.
Oh, do you stupid little broken.
Broken Dylan Davis.
It's like the worst thing ever.
I know. It's the douchiest thing I do.
Go up and
fight. Yeah, no, you're over that. You don't do that.
No, I know. I kind of turned it into a little joke.
Now it's a joke.
All right, cool.
All right, Seth, peace out.
All right,
man. We're out of here. That was another hour. Hope you dug it.
See you tomorrow.
Later.